Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to our time of worship this morning. I'm going to be looking at the passage I looked at last week, just a little deeper dive into that. And I'm going to focus on Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. And we'll kind of take a little hint on that and see what God is saying from the writers there. But before we begin, let's see. BethanyChurchofGod.org, everything is there for your viewing pleasure. You have the bulletin, you have the calendar, you have upcoming events, and Wednesday night we will be here worshiping. We will have our Wednesday night service. I think we have already planned breakfast, so that's at 5 o'clock, and I believe that is all set with individuals. We'll confirm that at 11 o'clock, but coming up, you've got the ordination service for Brent Begg at Hope Crossing on the 17th, so we want to be a part of that. And a lot of great things coming up soon. We'll be hanging the greens for Advent and getting ready. I know Thanksgiving's not here yet, but we're planning the service. It's all part of the calendar. Please mark your calendars, and 11 o'clock, Sheila will be with us. During our time of prayer today, I got a call last night. Suzanne was taken to the hospital. We're not sure the full extent of what's going on with her, but we want to keep her in prayer. We want to keep the Selvidge family in prayer for the loss of Harold, John's uncle. We want to keep Mary in prayer, Jackie, and Thomas Collins, and a multitude of prayers, but we'll get to that in a little bit. But we want to begin with worship, with a song, and let's celebrate together and sing.
Can you feel it? Heaven is reaching.
presence in this place. Flood our lives, fill our spaces. Father, just let us receive it, let us see it, let us sense it, let us feel it. God, all the way from Kenya, Africa, to Pastor Salim, all the way to Sterling Heights, Michigan, all the way to the northern parts of Canada, all over this great country and this great nation. God, that your Holy Spirit would come. Father, we need your anointing today. We seek revival, and we say that, God, but are we really ready for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit? God, we speak it, but are we really prepared and ready for the power that you will bring to those who really seek you? God, that is our desire, that is our joy, that is our emphasis today, that God, you would just pour out today upon your people. Father, we just thank you for this day, and there is a multitude of things we can pray about. Father, for the rain that's falling from the sky, to the needs that are amongst us and those that are sick and at home and need your care, for those that are shut in, those who are alone, God, we know there's a multitude of needs, and Holy Spirit, you are able to bring comfort, to bring healing, to teach, to guide, to direct. You are the paraclete, the paracletos, the one that attaches to our life. We are just grateful for that today. Holy Spirit, have your way. Now in the words that I share, have your way in those that are watching, those that are maybe in Houston traveling, watching the game. Father, bless your people. Be near to them and guard and guide them. We'll thank you and praise you. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Hebrews chapter 9, beginning at verse 11. I'll share the words with you again. But when Christ came as a high priest of the good things that are now already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not made with human hands. That is to say, is not part of this creation. He did not enter by the means of bloods and goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean, sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God? May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Please remember the needs that I mentioned. Suzanne, Louie, Selvidge family, Mary, for her test and things that she's going through. Jackie, who has some other tests to go through. Tom Collins, a multitude of needs. My friends that we continue to pray for. Special requests that are on my heart. God, for Scott and Rob, who are going through treatment as well. For the multitudes of needs for our church, we just ask for God's blessings and God's healing. As we prepare for a time of prayer, we'll sing together and celebrate God's word through song. And I apologize that I thought I had the projector on so you could see the words, but hey, things happen. I saw the blue screen and thought it was good and walked away, and it must have shut off by holding the button too long. So I apologize for that, but the words are up there. John got us all fixed, and we'll celebrate this now.
my soul. Lord, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out. Let justice and praise become my embrace.
Continue to pray for Jackie as there's some tests in her future, and who knows, God, what is leading and where that's going to go, but I ask for your anointing on Jackie this morning and upon Judy, that you'll continue to bring healing for the two of them as they struggle with physical health. God, bless them today. Anoint them with your presence. I continue to pray for the needs of our church, for Scott and Robin, who are going through treatment. I pray for those who are out and about, those who are traveling to Houston, for the game today. God, bring peace in the multitudes. Let their voices ring out in victory, but let their voices ring out that God is still alive. Father, let their actions and their attitudes remind us that you are still with them and that they serve a God who is alive. Whether our team wins or lose, Father, we have a God who has already won the battle and who is victorious. Yes, we want our team to win, but we pray, God, that your victory would ring out today. Father, I pray for Pastor Saleem. I pray for the church, the Pentecostal church in Kenya. I pray, God, for people all over this great state and country. Pray for my friends Rodney and Anita, God, who have blessed our congregation. Continue to pour into their life. Pour into our family, God, who is having some issues and some health things. And for Christy, who has mono, God, just bless her today, Father. Give her strength and healing. Father, continue to bring healing to our congregation. Father, hope and restoration. Prepare Brent as Father, him and Heather step into ordination. Father, although this is about the steps that Brent is taking, it is also about his lovely wife, Heather. So I pray that you'll bring them together, God. Anoint them as you've opened up the doors of their congregation. You've begun to bring healing. Father, I pray that you'll bring hope and restoration in their life, for their church and for our churches together. We'll thank you and praise you, God, for who you are and what you are doing. For all this, we pray in the power of your holy name. Amen. Well, I want to focus on this one verse. Don't do that. When Christ came in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11, when Christ came as a high priest, he said, the Hebrew writer said, as a high priest of the good things that are now already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not made with human hands. That is to say, is not part of this creation. Well, let me focus just on a couple of things here. Truly, it has been a remarkable week. For many of you and many of us, we cast our vote. We went out to the polls. We did our civic duty and the multitudes had spoken, and we have a new president coming in January. Now, I'm not here to profess that I know all things, but the things that's interesting is that the people have spoken. The Senate, the House of Representatives, the Supreme Court, and now the President. All things have shifted for a reason. People are looking for change. They want something different going on. Now, that doesn't speak for everybody, but I'm just saying they've spoken. And what is interesting is that when Christ came onto the scene, now, he brought love, and he brought hope, and he brought healing. And although this has been an interesting week, I just pray for our new and coming president. I pray for Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and their team, that God would open up the doors for them after this election is completed, that you will bless them with good health and wealth, and that you will watch over them. But I pray that you'll bring our country back to the roots of God. Now, that's not to say that Trump is going to do that. What I'm saying is we need God. Now, in this passage, verse 11, he says, he came as a high priest of the good things that are already here. Now, there's some confusion in the scriptures. Was the writer talking about the good things with Christ being present or the future things? The manuscripts are not very clear. What it does say is that he came of the good things that are already here. Now, whether it is here and in the future, both are good for you and I. Both represent something of a greater worth for us. And what this is saying to us is that this verb, melio, expresses not only a present but a future good things. Now, what I want to focus on is you and I have it. We have good things. We have a good life. We have the blessings of a multitude of things. Some of our friends are traveling to Houston to watch the Lions game. Some are at home relaxing. Some are blessed to be able to do a great multitude of things. But we truthfully have it well. And we need to stop and take a moment. Christ brought to us healing to the Jews. They were looking for a king, and he came as the Messiah. He didn't come in the form that they were looking for, but he came to earth and brought healing and hope. Look at the multitudes that he touched along his journey. The 33 and a half years that he lived, all of that was destined to bring hope and restoration to a people. And the truth of the matter is, we have it good. We have a great place to worship. We have jobs. We have difficulties. Yes, they come to us, but we really have it made. Now, we may not be in the upper echelon, and we may not be the poorest of the poor, but the truth is, God provides for us. And I can't say that you might say, well, you've never been poor. You don't know. Yes, I have. I've almost lost my house. My car was repossessed. And we've gone through some difficulties. And we know what that's like. We know what it's like not to have food. Our electricity was being shut off. Our gas was getting ready to be cut off. We didn't have it. I was scraping bottles together to feed the family. So I've been there. But God provided in all ways. And I was able to work through it. God gave me the wisdom. He gave us the strength. He brought people into my life. We persevered, and we are here today. And we made a vow, both my wife and I, Beth and I, have agreed that whatever comes into our house, whether it's $1, whether it's $1,000, we want to give back to God because He has multiplied the blessing for us. And we don't give because we want to raise consciousness of what we are doing. We give because God gave to us. And this scripture tells us that we really have it well. And he said, not only are we having it well now, but we will have good things to come in the future. God has promised you and I that you may, like Paul, suffer difficulties in this present life. But the future glory that comes is awaiting for you and for me. That we have a rich inheritance. My father owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. Mount Zion one day will reign rich and pure, and people of God will come together, and we will celebrate what God has not only given to us now, but the future blessings. And all of that is so that we may enjoy life. John said in chapter 10, verse 10, that I have come that you may have life and have it to the fullest. That is what the Hebrew writer wanted to instill in us. That Jesus went through not only part of this current creation, he went through a creation that was made in the very beginning of time in the book of Genesis. That he is God and that is God's Son. And we celebrate the fact that we have it well. We should give thanks for the richness. Give thanks for what God is bringing to us. And not only